you know, I don't do well with spare time. It's like I'm either, you know, drinking goat's blood or I'm making music. So there was no goat's blood around, you know.
For the last 10 years, TV on the Radio's Dave Sitek has toured pretty much nonstop, produced around 20 albums, and now has a new project out called Maximum Balloon. So if you're a goat, I wouldn't be too worried. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey there, this is Rita Houston. If indie rock has gotten dancier and more electronic since 2000, it probably has something to do with Dave Sitek. 10 years ago, he founded the Brooklyn band TV on the Radio, while also working on albums with the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Holly Miranda, and Liars. Dave Sitek's new work, Maximum Balloon, is a sort of DJ-producer project that features vocals from his TV on the Radio bandmates, David Byrne, and others. Dave Sitek stopped by FUV to guest DJ with me, and we spoke about being dance heads and why this really isn't a solo project.
Solo might not be the right word for it because there's 13 to 18 heavily involved people in it. You know what I mean? Almost as much as me. But I think that in general, I made the record for fun and with no intention on doing. The traditional trajectory is I'm going to start a band and then you design a T-shirt, you know, and then eventually you find a practice space and eventually you write a song to catch up with the T-shirts. But I never even designed the shirt. So, like, you know, to me, it was just making songs for fun with my friends. And I knew that I wouldn't have to go on tour with it and they wouldn't have to go on tour with it. So it just became about the song. And I think a lot of times in the traditional architecture, it's about all the other things, but there are no other things except my scratch and sniff sticker collections that I'm going to be selling.
That is an interesting distinction, though. Mm-hmm. There's no like pressure of like having to go out and tour this stuff. You can play with it and get it right.
Yeah, and just have fun, you know? And I think that that's something that, I mean, I have fun in varying degrees doing my day job, you know? And I definitely have fun with my band, but there's all these things that come with it that are just not musical. That's not to say that they're not fun or interesting, but they're just not musical. And I think that this was really a concentration on what does it sound like, which is ultimately what I'm getting into.
We're so hung up like tiny pictures, sentimental. Remember when we were heading for the ambush, a convocation. You let your tiger out. So, hey! The territory of many guesses is everywhere and anywhere. You sign your name and so hey! You get it back. Let go of everything you know. Don't hold back what you feel. Too cold, I got your hands in mine. Hands in mine. Hands in mine.
Well, I've always been a dance head, and I think that the arena for TV on the Radio, I think that, you know, it's a very human and giant dynamic, and we're trying to accurately represent what it's like at these times, which isn't all a dance party, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I've always made TV on the Radio music. When I started it with Tunde, it's always been made on dance music equipment. So, like, most of what you hear in TV on the Radio that people think is a drum set is a drum machine, you know. Most of what they think is a guitar is a synthesizer, and, you know, so there's a lot of stuff, like, you know, that I've been doing in the past. It's just that I never really cut loose at 130 beats per minute so often. It would sound I think it would sound kind of corny if we were singing about global warming over 130 beats per minute. Although I'm sure that there's a way to do it. We just haven't cracked that code yet.
Talk myself apart with wrestling. Talk myself the way it's done. Learn to dance among the shadows. Found a way.
David Byrne singing on Apartment Wrestling from Maximum Balloon, the new project from TV on the Radio's Dave Sitek. Today's Take 5 was produced by Andrew Hirschman. Catch the full interview in the FUV archives at WFUV.org.